Welcome, everybody. Share number 1263 in the writing. It's share number 415, 415. Okay, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. So, in general, we're in the middle of talking about the halachas if, extra brachas in the middle of the meal, when one makes it, when one doesn't. But be it as it may, we're just for the next few shiurim, we are talking about some various different, some ideas and some very important Eitzot Torahs and some halachas in reference to, which is some various different important things in Hilchos Brachos, Hilchos Benching. So continuing from yesterday, that the Sefer Chinuch states that one who is careful, the Mishnah Berurah Taka brings down, that the Sefer Chinuch states that one who's careful to say Birchas Amaz in the right way, they're going to taka have their livelihood, their panasa come to them in an honorable fashion. It's a very, very important thing to say Birchas Amaz and recite benching the right way with the proper mindset and the proper halachas and so on. And it's mamish is a tremendous school of a parnasa. And like the Sefer Chinuch brings down, your mamish, you have it, the parnasa, not just you get the parnasa, but it comes in a honorable fashion and so on. Okay, he continues on that the Paiskim note that it's preferable to put on a hat and jacket to recite Birchas Amaz if at all possible. Now, it's not a chiyuv, but it's Mishnah Berurah does bring down hat and jacket. It's a good thing to, it's preferable, if at all possible, to put on a hat and jacket. Now, I want to mention an interesting story. One of our wonderful B'nai Chabura was so kind to send me a story about this when he saw what we wrote today. In the writing in Shinam 415. So he mentioned like this, a story that there was somebody sitting to do a business deal, and they sat down to eat lunch, and there was obviously one of the partners was one of the negotiators were frum, was a nice frum, and the other negotiator was maybe either not frum or whatever, or non-Jewish, I don't remember exactly, he wasn't clear exactly, but be it as it may, what happened was when it came time to bench, the frum Jewish person, it came time to bench, so they were middle of, in other words, at the end of the meal, they were still negotiating, and he put down the one who, the non-Jew, a non-firm person they were finishing up the meal, so he put down an offer, and the one who wanted to finish the meal, he wanted to go bench, right? The other guy wanted to go bench, so he just wanted to go get his hat and jacket before he did so. So he got up to go get his hat and jacket, and when he came back in a few minutes or whatever the case is, so the other person who was sitting there thought that he had went out to, because, he wasn't so sure if the offer that he put on the table was enough, if it was enough money. So when he came back with his hat and jacket to bench, that's all he went out for, was to get his hat and jacket to bench to say Birchas Amaz. So the other person thought that, he wasn't so clear with that, so he upped his offer. In other words, he offered him a lot more money than he did originally. And whatever the case was, they settled, or whatever the case is. But it was an interesting story how we see from this that push it, plain and simple, to go get it. The person got up to get his hat and jacket, and the mamish, just from that alone, he had his parnasa was upped and made more, and obviously in an honorable fashion and all other good things. So it's an interesting thing how we see that we have to be so careful in all aspects of Birchas Amaz. Okay, it was just an interesting story somebody sent me. So now the actual physical act of preparing, putting on the hat, putting on the jacket of oneself to speak to the king, to say Birchas Amaz in the right way, puts the person in the proper frame of mind for a conducive, proper kavana and intent for benching. So it's an important thing. These are all, the way we're supposed to bench, not just, the halachas per se. I said this, I didn't say that, but the way it's supposed to be presented, the benching itself. Before starting benching, before one starts to bench, one should be careful to be cognizant and have in mind the fact that they're about to perform the positive commandment of benching. In other words, have in mind, I'm going to be saying now Birchas Amazin, and Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be yoitzer the mitzvah of Birchas Amazin, right? To have the proper kavana. It should also be said in a state of simcha. Person has to be careful when doing any mitzvah to do it in a state of simcha, happiness. And by benching, it goes without saying. When benching is a deraisa, person's full, it's a deraisa. So you have to be careful to say in a state of simcha. In general, one should bench as soon as they're finished eating, right? You're done eating in general. That's getting so much into Shabbos. Sometimes Shabbos people sing Zemiris, whatever. But let's say during during the week, I'm done eating, whatever, I'm finished, bench, and that's it. I mean, unless there's a mezumin, person's waiting, whatever, but a general standard case, one finishes eating and they're ready to bench, they should bench, and that's it, unless, like we said, the outside circumstances, whatever the case is. The reason for that is very simple. You don't want to lose the share equal. A person eats a meal, and they might not be so full, or even if they are full, but assuming that, let's say, one did not get so full, and it's a smaller meal, you only have up to 72 minutes. The Mishnah Berurah tells us you have up to 72 minutes to be able to bench, and if one taka got full from the meal, they have past 72 minutes as long as they still feel full. In other words, if somebody says, oh, wait, 75 minutes passed, 78 minutes passed, so you have to know, are you still full from the food, not full from other food after the meal itself, but food, are you still full from the food that you ate during the course of that meal? And if a person's still full, then, you know, b'dieved, they would still be able to bench. But one should be careful to try and do it within 72 minutes as much as possible, because again, you don't want to wait. The longer you wait, you're running into major problems of possibly losing that share equal, and then but as long as they're still full, they definitely could still bench on that meal. Okay, these halachas are brought down in Simin Kuf Pei Hei, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, Rabbah brings it down, the halachas of brachas on page 308, 309. Thank you for listening. Atzlochem bracha kol tuv.